You're listening to Whiting Words, a K-pop podcast hosted by three Black women, and my members and I are back at it again to discuss a K-music related topic. Thank you so much in advance for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and follow Whiting Words wherever you're listening. Tell your friends to search Whiting Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. Find episode transcriptions and sign up for our email list on our website, which is Whiting, H-W-A-I-T-I-N-G, words.mailchimpsites.com. You can find the direct link in our episode notes. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Deanna Demzel, FKA Armani. We're extremely grateful you joined us for another season, and we're already planning season 3, and we can't wait to have more spicy discussions. We'll be taking a summer break, so see you in the fall. Follow us on social media to stay in touch. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. In this season 2 finale episode, we're talking about assumptions we have about some of our favorite K-pop artists from who we think is messy, shady, or has secret beef with each other. And all my anime fans, stick around till the end for a silly discussion we had about Fullmetal Alchemist. Now let's get into the episode. Would either of you like to start off on who you think is messy on the DL?
I guess I can start. So, as for who I think is messy, I feel like he already has a bit of a bad boy persona, so it might not be too surprising, but I think Zico from Block B. I could just tell, like, something about him, like, he'd be involved in some mess.
Care to elaborate?
Honestly, I don't know what it is, but every time I see him, and ever since, well, no, it was really when he kind of decided to go solo from his group, and then everyone of his fans was like, I guess we don't stand Block B anymore, and he was like, oh, well, I guess not. And I was like, that was low-key kind of shady. Okay, I understand. I mean, I was one of the fans that also left Block B, so I'm also trash in this situation as well. Like, I can acknowledge that, but I don't know. He just has this, like, I could just tell that he has some skeletons in the closet every time I see him. And when he be rapping sometimes, I'm like, I feel like you're low key, like, vagging somebody. I don't know who, but it's somebody. And I'm going to find out eventually.
We go now. One of these days.
Yes. And then the other one, I don't know. This might be a controversial choice, but I think Taemin is messy on the DL. I know he's sweet, but he's almost too sweet, and that just ain't natural, especially as a K-pop idol.
That is so true. So true. Mm-hmm. He's like one of those people where you're like, you're quiet, but like, you're just really good at hiding something.
I feel like he's one of those anime protagonists who screws you over and then he's all evil, like, no one will ever believe you. It's me. I'm the prince of K-pop.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
This is the 90s anime laugh. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. I think, you know who I think is messy? Like, on the down low, but, like, he shows it in public that he's messy.
Who?
RM from BTS.
I would live for that.
I feel his messy energy. Like, I have a feeling like he's just one of those people that are like, yeah, girl, so what about it? And I feel like he does whatever he wants. I feel like he, like, the other people in his group are just like, he babysits them personally. I feel like he's just like, ugh, I'm in charge, I guess. So they have to listen to me, but I don't really want to.
That is so true. I could see it. He has like a low key. Well, it does, it's not even low key. He'd be side eyeing people. Hella.
All the time. Every interview, like, if they ask him a dumb question, he'd be like, get out of here. Like, don't talk to me. And I'm like, He's like, I don't want to repeat myself, but you're going to make me do it. And I can't cuss you out because we're already being recorded. Yeah,
I actually think at the Grammys, someone was asking him how the group feels about being famous in America. And he was like, did you say being famous in America? And the reporter was like, yeah. And I was like, that was shady.
Yeah, like, I'm famous everywhere else, like, not just America.
Like, girl, what you mean?
We don't know her in America.
That's what I'm talking about. That's just the shade that I be talking about. Like, he's just full of it, and he just does not care.
Messy queen energy.
I feel like Jennie from Blackpink is also really messy. Like,
I could see that.
Yeah. I mean, not to bring up, I'm sure this is a sore spot for really protective Blinks, but like her dating scandal, if you could see me, which Larsa and Destiny can, but like the listener, you can't see me. I'm doing air quotes when I say scandal.
Oh, yeah. No, that whole scandal wasn't even like a real scandal. It wasn't even a real scandal. I mean, like, I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I feel like she just has that, like, I'm a bad bitch energy. And she just kind of walks around. And I feel like she would probably spread rumors herself about herself in order to get.
You know, if I was a K-pop idol, that's exactly something I would do. So you kind of just sold me out, Destiny. But I'm
I definitely feel like she has that, like, oh. Hey guys, like Jennie went ahead and she's like sleeping around with this person and then like go around and act like she didn't spread it about herself. Oh,
like Regina George, like the burn book, like she's crying. Like, I can't believe someone would say this about me, but then like the camera zooms in on her and she just smirks.
Oh, the people who did Icy, is it Icy?
Itzy? Wait, Itzy, no, is that Itzy?
Yeah. Itzy, yeah. But they have a song named Icy, I think.
Let me double check. I'm pretty sure it's Itzy, but let me double check.
Yes, it is Itzy, but yeah. They have a song called Icy. I feel like that entire group is just messy in itself. I don't know why they just give me like the worst like high school vibes ever. Maybe because they're all super young, and that could just be me stereotyping young people because I'm an old lady. But they just give me like the worst, like, like I feel like they would talk smack about you, they would lie to you to your face, like
they're like the group of girls that you're afraid to walk past because you know they'll just talk to you the moment you leave.
Yes they're very intimidating for like young women. I feel like they're just like badass almost and just like scary and messy. I feel like they would enjoy the chaos.
Is that all for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So in my case, I think a few people are messy on the DL. And like when we say messy, I think we're all saying messy in different ways. Like we mean that messy in a different definition. So if you're listening, please keep that in mind. We won't clarify what kind of messy we're talking about just to... be on the safer side, but for me, I think quite a few people are messy on the DL, or like not on the DL, but like fans don't know like that. Like some probably do, but not a majority don't. First, Super Junior is full of old heads now, so like some of them have to be messy. I mean, look at Nicho and Momo. Like, first of all, even though like the age difference is a little. It is what it is. I think they are a good-looking couple, and they're cute. And also, like, that age difference is, like, nothing if you watch an 90 Day Fiancé, so... So, but I think, like, he's not the only one in the Super Junior. And then, if you follow us on Instagram, there's a video compilation of VAV being messy. And... I'm not going to confirm or deny like that behavior like goes past just being on stage, but I'm just gonna say I think they're messy. The second two people are from the same company. I think these two short kings, which J Park and Simon Dominic.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I forgot about Jay Park.
Like, I completely forgot about Jay Park. How could you? He's definitely on my shady list. I mean, just a mess.
I'm not going to say I've heard about him. I'm not going to say I've heard stuff about him, but like, I've heard stuff about him. And it's not bad. Like, don't let your mind go wild. But like, I mean, the man is in his 30s.
He's definitely the type to be like, he would watch like his like, his Korean friends like drop a like a hard N-word and not say anything. Like that, like he would just laugh and he would make sure nobody else was looking, and then he, and I also feel like he's also the type to drop one himself in the car when he thinks no one's paying attention.
Stop. Or if he ever had a black girlfriend, be like, we both came from the streets. It's like, we both came from the streets.
What streets?
Let me tell you something. Jay Park, have you guys ever watched Honey? Jay Park is like every 2000s protagonist that isn't black but ends up somehow being in the lower city, and he's like in a dance group, and he gets like, step up to Stomp the Yard, like any of those, Honey, any of those movies. Just think of him like that.
So weak. That's so true.
Why is and that, you know, like a read?
Even like back when I was in high school, I heard a lot of stuff about Jay Park.
It's messy. I'm sorry. I don't hate Jay Park. I'm not personally a huge fan of his music, but I'm not like, I don't hate him at all. Like, trust me, it's no shade. It's just like, he just stresses me out because I'm just like, sir, you be walking around with friends with dreadlocks and you don't do anything.
Literally.
Your white friends be walking around with dreadlocks and you say nothing.
Probably thought about getting it himself.
I'm pretty sure he has at some point.
Or cornrows. I'm
trying to look for a picture.
I swear he had cornrows at some point.
I'm
sure he did.
I'll scream. Like, literally.
Absolutely sure he did. Like, someone could fact check us right now and be like, yup.
No, how dare you.
But birds of a feather fly together. So I also included Simon Dominic in that because I don't know if you guys really know who he is, but he's also in UMG. I think he was like a VP or some high executive role before he stepped down and just continue to just be an artist. And I can't remember if it was last year or the year before last year, but he like dropped some songs, and like, I'm sure I've like sent this to at least one of you where it was just like literally girls like throwing their backs out trying to twerk.
I think you sent this to me.
Destiny, you have to have seen it. Like, I have to have sent it to you. But if not, give me 2 seconds. I'll send it to you right now. Like, it's literally like, it was a whole mess. Like, these girls don't know how to twerk. I'm sorry, sir. Like, what? I think he thought, let me not be shady, because even though he's also a short king, he is a very fine man. So, like, I won't be throwing too much shade in his direction, but he is definitely in that category. To keep running on with my list, I'm also going to include definitely Bam Bam from GOT7, because solely because of this infamous video. If you are a black K-pop fan, you might have come across this video at some point. It's him in LA like walking with two black women on both ends of him, like his hands on them, like on their shoulders, like it's just like, yes, king. Like, his fans were like, bye, Bam Bam. And he's like, just throws up a peace sign. He's like, yeah.
So, we like, stan our melanated king.
Exactly. Like, we stan. And then lastly, this is not a specific person, but any K-rapper with braids, like, you're just messy. Like, you're just messy. Like, in any sense you think we're talking about messiness, that you are that.
Yes.
There's one go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if there's a lag on my side, but I was going to say, like, kind of to build off of that, I think Taeyong from Big Bang is messy. I mean, I feel like with a messy, that's always accidentally, like, he's just trying to live his life, but he always ends up in the middle of drama or a situation that makes him look so shady, and he's like, whoops. I didn't mean it that way, but I guess I'm also low-key trash.
Oh my goodness. Okay, now moving on a little bit, who are some idols we'd like to see dating? And obviously we're not saying like, oh, we want them to date us, like, we're not delusional. We're talking about like just dating in general, or like if there is a specific person you'd like to see them dating, like another idol, that could also qualify.
I want the entire group of Mamamoo to get together with either each other or respectfully whatever they like. Mamamoo is actually really funny because they do a lot of like gay stuff. Like they I feel like they mess with their fans a lot, and the way that they act are very couple-y. Like most people I've seen who try to ship Blackpink members, it seems very forced. It's like I don't know, Lisa will like touch Jisoo's like hand one time doing something, and they'll be like, oh my god, lovers. I personally feel like anybody in Mamamoo I would love to see date. It doesn't have to be each other, just out in like, because they deserve, they really do, they get so much shit, especially who's the, what's her name, the main lady that we were talking about? The main singer.
Awesome.
Yes. She especially, because she was told she was fat and like all this stuff, and she's been through so much, and I just want to give her, like, she just deserves the best at all times.
I'm also going to stick with the girl groups and say I would love to see CL from 21 date.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's always so spunky and just, like, all about friendship. But I'm like, I want to see you romancing the fine little oppa girl. Like, let your wings fly free.
That would be really cute.
I agree.
I'd like to see, has Jimin dated anyone from BTS?
I'm sure, like, there was like rumors in the past about a few of the members like being supposedly being seen with like a woman or stuff like that, but obviously nothing like confirmed.
And I'd say I'd love to see him date someone, not for him specifically, and this is kind of like, it's not shady, but it's just so some of his more enthusiastic fans can just relax and calm down. Because I've seen entire fan wars over this one man in particular. I don't know why Jimin out of everybody, but they're always the most rabid. And it's like, hey, you'll be okay if he finds somebody, because he'll still have you guys as your fans.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just what I'm saying. Don't at me. I don't want any armies coming for me, but I just need us to all know that we just want our mans to have a great time in the romance sector. That's all.
Thanks. I think I is that the two people you wanted to go with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I actually want to piggyback off of that, because I was going to say, like, a member of BTS too, because at the current state where the fandom is, that will really, like, that really do something to the fandom. Like, the fans that aren't really there for it, they will bounce. And I think the fandom will... fandom will come out better on the other side of a BTS dating scandal. But the likelihood of that happening, I truly don't know. Like, I don't really know how their relationship with the media in Korea is, but it will solely be based on whether a media or paparazzi or whatever decides to expose them, and like Big Hit doesn't block it for some reason.
Oh.
That's the only way like a dating scandal would come out, because like when they're here in America, I don't really think like, even though they, I don't think they get paparazzi like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think American media has like an in anyways to get that kind of information. So definitely a BTS dating scandal would be something I'd like to see. Who else would I like to see date? Man, that is really good. I honestly, it's not that I don't want to see NCT date anybody. I feel like NCT wouldn't survive that kind of stuff, like that kind of scandal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I don't think I'm going to see anybody from NCT, but let's see who else. Honestly, I think another member of EXO should too. Like, Chen is doing his thing.
True. So true.
They're getting older. Like, some of them are about to be in the military soon. So, like, some of them are in the military. Like, you can't possibly believe these, like, pushing 30-year-olds are all celibate. Like,
yeah, come on now.
Like, I know K-dramas make your opas look like they're just good with the idea of even kissing somebody, but, like, we're all human beings.
Yes.
So let's be real.
Is running strong. They can't be holding that back. Especially if they're going to be gone for 2 years. I wish I would, if I were a man, be like, oh, well, I guess I wasn't allowed to date and I'll just be with all my brothers for 2 years. Girl. No.
Exactly, girl.
Question. Are they, like, South Korean or, like, what are they? Are they South Korean or mostly when they have to go to the army? Is that, like, a South Korean thing or is it just, like, all of Korea?
South Korean. So if you're like, your nationality is South Korean, like, like, yeah, like if you have a Korean pass, South Korean passport, then you have to go. So like, for example, NCT, there are members from Japan, there's members from America or Canada. Like, those members won't have to go to the military, even though like they're Korean, with the exception of the guy from Japan. They won't have to go because they're not like Korean citizens. But like all the Korean members will have to at some point serve 2 years in the military before the age of 28.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah. So like Jay Park will never have to go to the military. I mean, he's already past the age that he would have to if he was going to go.
Okay.
The other person I think is actually soloist, and I don't mean to drag Eric Nam into anything, but homeboy is like 30 also, and I know he has a very nice guy personality, and I am sure it's real and not an act. I'm just saying, like, he has to have, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he had his GF on the DL or something, because, like, I don't know. I just feel like he could easily, like, he just seems like someone that is made to be a dad. Like, he's just,
that's
like,
true.
Like, I don't know how to fully, like, articulate what I'm saying, but I feel like he's just someone that, like, is going to have kids in the future and then a family. And I will be very, very surprised if he, like, hasn't dated, actually, yeah, like, since he's been a celebrity. Like, I'm gonna flat out say that I don't believe he's been single this entire time. Like, it's impossible. Like, he's just too nice. Like,
he has a woman waiting for him at home.
He truly does. Like, he seems like the type that he has a homemaker right at home waiting for him
with 2.5 kids.
I just will refuse to believe that he doesn't.
I have a question, another random question. Who would you think would be the most likely to have like a baby, like a illegitimate child?
See, I already mentioned Chen earlier. I'm not saying, if you had to make me guess, I would not say Chen. That's the thing. So I'm like, now when you ask that, I'm like, okay, who do I think wouldn't, because that's who would.
I would say for me, even though I know he's sweet, I just feel like it's something that would happen to him is G-Dragon.
Bro! I was literally thinking
and they would live
thing
in America. Yes. He would have a whole Americanized child and he wouldn't know about it. It would be a whole type of like Black Panther thing, like, oh, I didn't know. I was just chilling.
Good. Destiny?
A child that we wouldn't know about. I mean, I would probably say Jay Park. Like, I feel like he would definitely sleep with one of his like groupie fans. And I feel like somebody from BTS, but I don't know who. It wouldn't be RM though, because he would definitely be like claiming it and making sure he was all up in that baby's life.
Facts. I feel like if he didn't know, then that's one thing, but like he definitely seems like the type of person to like step up and like take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
As for me, let's see, I had I don't think it would happen. Like, if it did, I feel like it would happen in like, if not like in 5 years or something, or like maybe even like 5-7 years, but like I think Christian Yu would, and I don't have like any really like hard facts or anything. Like, I haven't even, like, out of all the people we've mentioned today, like there's some people that we mentioned today that like I've heard a thing or two about, but like for Christian Yu, like never has come up ever. And I just feel like he's also like, in the same sense, Eric Nam is just destined to be a father. Like, I feel like Christian Yu at some point just needs to be a father. And like a different type of dad though. Like, Eric Nam is like the family dad, like the one cracking dad jokes and stuff, where Christian Yu is like the dad that like has a motorcycle, piercings, tattoos, like, and just like works out, and like it's just like the dad where it's like your friends would be like, girl, your dad's kind of hot though. Like that kind of dad. Mm-hmm. So I think Christian Yu is like, I could see him not getting married but having a kid. Not like I know him or anything, but like I could see it.
Well, if it actually happens, we called it here right, first.
Exactly. I'm about to save this audio clip and be like,
yes,
I said it. Well, that's a really good question. That's a really good question.
I was going to say, which group do you think has had beef with each other, but they just hit it really well? Like, just like messy beef with each other, but then once the cameras come up or they're on stage, it's like, oh, we're good. We're fine.
Yo, this is about to start fan wars. And it's funny because, like, in reality, I feel like a lot of them are actually friends with each other. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Let me give it some thought. Also, don't want to say a girl group because it's like, oh, you're just saying girls are being catty. And I feel like it'd be weird to say a newer group because, like, they haven't even been in business like that to be beefy with somebody else.
That's true. I would say Super Junior because there's just so many of them. You can't have 15 guys in one group and then they all just get along. Right. There's going to be miscommunication at some point.
Right.
Same with SNSD, Girls' Generation.
That is true. That's a big group. Mm-hmm. I know Twice is like huge also, but I feel like this is not your question. I feel like they truly get along. Or maybe they're just really good at hiding it. But like, they just all look so sweet. Like, all of them would be like, oh, when they open the door, oh, no, you go first. No, you go first. And like, they're there for like 5 minutes because neither of them has gone through the door.
I know like a couple members of Mamamoo, like, were, they would like have beef with each other at first. And like, I never like seen people fight, like, you know, K-pop, like actual K-pop artists, like, get into it. But there was like one, I forgot, it was Moonbyul and I forgot the other girl's name, but she like, I guess she like pinched her or something, or like fake hit her, and she just kept apologizing. Like, Moonbyul kept apologizing because it was just like, bitch, did you really just put your hands on me? And it was very awkward for a little bit. Oh, no. I mean, when I feel like when you're looking, I mean, same thing with Blackpink too. Like they spend so much time together. So it's like, how do they not fight? Like, if you ever have sisters or anything like that, like, you know, like, when you guys live together, you guys are bound to have a problem. And, like, YG has literally overworked Blackpink.
Yeah, that's so true.
Maybe, I mean, that wasn't your question either, Larissa, because you said with
together.
I just feel, I don't know, as far as, like, I can see boy groups, like, kind of beefing with each other behind the scenes, but like it's all like good competition. Like I feel like nobody is really like, maybe I feel like people might be hating on like BTS. I could see like other people, because they're really successful here in the States. Like
that's so successful. True.
Yeah. I could definitely see somebody being like shady towards them. I guess. Kind of like you guys think you're the shit but you're not type idea.
Yeah,
I can definitely see that happening, like with their fellow people. But then again, I feel like they don't really care, because I feel like everyone's also in their own lane.
Facts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like,
I feel like, okay,
no, I was gonna say they all have their own like groups, like their own fandoms, you know what I'm saying, like their own types of homies. So I feel like they're just like, we don't care, like we have this and we have that.
I feel like if we're talking about K-hip-hop, then that's like a whole nother story. Like if I just did a little research, because I know there are beefs, but like I'm not really keeping up with them like that, but I know for a fact there's like beefs between like different rappers and stuff, which is like hilarious to me.
Well, your phone case is cute.
Thank you.
Oh, my boys. I love them so much.
So small.
You don't understand that. I was obsessed with that show between the ages of 12 until 19. It is a very dark part of my past.
I think you'll be disappointed in me when I say I literally finished it like months ago. Probably.
Oh no, you're okay. I didn't finish it until like 2 years ago because I hated Winry and Edward was mine, and so I just didn't want to see the ending where they got together.
Well, they got together, but they didn't really get together. So I was like,
no, exactly. Like this is okay. Well,
they like kissed and everything.
No,
it's a lie. It's like fanon, not canon.
It's like a little clip of him on the train when he's like saying goodbye. And he wants to.
Oh, and he proposes to her.
Yeah,
but like he leaves. So
I don't like her. I always wanted Rose. Them
with the baby, with their baby, because they had a baby together.
Destiny, can you stop?
Right, telling all this.
I mean, if short and loud is your type, go for it, sis.
Wow, haters everywhere.
You got it.
Not usually one for short kings, but in his, he's an exception.
You got it, sis. That was your prize.
I'm dead. We totally went off the rails. I'll leave that in the end because that was just too messy.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.